going to sing Rock of Ages after that. And then we're going to pick up in the confidence sermon that we started last week. We're going to pick up with it. As you know, Brother Preston was scheduled to preach tonight, but we were supposed to be in Scotland and in the camp meeting up there, and they're having a good time. We've been in touch with Brother Jim. We've kind of followed online a little bit, but our flight was canceled Monday evening, and so we Ubered on home, and here we are. So it's the way it goes. I don't know. I don't know. Lord, I don't know why, but it is what it is, but we'll go ahead and get into it tonight. So question number one tonight that was submitted was, who is the psalmist referring to in Psalm 41, verse 9? You can turn that in your Bible if you want to, or you can look up the screens. I've cheated for you. And so Psalm 41, verse 9 tells us, it says, "Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me." So Psalm 41 is, again, it's a messianic psalm. So we're covering actually two messianic psalms tonight. And consequently, the same person is being referred to in both of these statements. So it being a messianic psalm, it's speaking in the form of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this particular person that it's referring to, this familiar friend who lifted up his heel against him, this is Judas Iscariot. Okay, that's who it's speaking of. I have heard men in the past use that verse, Psalm 41:9, when someone in their congregation, a fellow brother in Christ, leaves the church, or, you know, in their interpretation, did them wrong, and they use that. There's a big danger in that, because here you're not Jesus Christ, amen. And I understand it's a verse to teach a betrayal and to show that. But brother, it is a dangerous verse to ever try to put yourself in the first person with that one. And the particular individual that did that, that I know firsthand, was kind of a scoundrel himself. And it doesn't surprise me at all that he would have used Psalm 41, 9 as, in a reference to himself. The next question, guys, it goes along the same title, really and truly, same context. And it's found in Psalm 55, verses 12 through 14. Now, the question is, if it is a messianic psalm, is it referring to Judas? Is it referring to Judas? And so in Psalm 55, what you'll find here, it says in verse 12, "For it was not an enemy that reproached me, that I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me, that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him." Verse 13. "But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide, mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company." Again, a messianic psalm, and again referring to, prophetically speaking, referring to Judas Iscariot. Now, I tell you, it's kind of weird when you begin to read those verses. You're thinking, how is that referring to Judas? When you got to keep in mind, Judas walked with the Lord Jesus Christ for 3.5 years, okay? The Lord knew who he was. "Having not chosen 12 of you, and one of you is a devil." He knew exactly who he was. But you got to keep in mind, all those sweet times of fellowship that the disciples had with Jesus Christ, Judas is alongside of those things, do you understand? As a matter of fact, when the Lord Jesus Christ, this is what I want you to keep in mind. Number one, we know that Judas was the treasurer. He held the bag, okay? That means everybody in that group trusted him, all right? You don't give the money bag over to someone that you think is going to go run off and embezzle it. That's number one. Number two, at the table, when the Lord said that, you know, when he puts the sop in there, he that puts his hand there with me is betrayeth me, what did everybody start saying? Is it not? There was one person at the table that said, it's got to be that guy over there. No one accused Judas, okay? And so, whether it be a facade or whatever it may be that was going on, I can't tell you, but I do know this. No one thought of Judas as being the one betraying him. You've never seen that. And so when you read, that makes more sense when you read Psalm 55, 12 through 14 about having sweet counsel together and his acquaintance and walking into the house of God in company one with another. That's what he did. He was part of the group, and no one suspected him of anything. Obviously, the Lord Jesus Christ did, and he knew. Amen? And so that's the end of the questions tonight. I look forward next week. Hopefully, we have some more questions. And so, guys, let's all stand, if you will. We'll sing tonight our